Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. I was a little tempted to have a visual cue today to come out wearing one of those sandwich boards which says on the front, "Repent," and on the back, "For the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That's the last thing we heard in the gospel today, and it's the way that Christ, in a sense, started his preaching ministry. It's the first thing that we hear him saying in his preaching is, "Repent, for the kingdom of God or of heaven is at hand." And it's important that we recognize just how important the fact that it was the first thing that he preached was. You know, there's a lot of things he says, and we don't want to in any way, you know, say that anything that he said doesn't have importance. But this, in a sense, is the message of the gospel, is that we repent because the kingdom of heaven is here among us. He tells us that it's among us, it's within us, that the kingdom of heaven is here. There are some who await the kingdom of heaven. They think it's something that is to come later. And there are some that even try to put a date on it. Oh, this has to happen and this has to happen. And look, there's the beast rising from the east and they're looking for signs and stuff. But Christ himself said, don't look for signs. Don't, you know, the only one who knows is the Father and in heaven. And so we don't need to look forward for the day of salvation. We don't need to look forward for the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, because it is here right now. It is among us. And so what is our response to that? What is our response to our Lord and to his preaching? Well, he told us. It's repent. It's repentance. This, in a sense, is the one act that we do. There are many things that that the church gives us that we can do in order to be cooperators with Christ in our salvation. But the one thing necessary, the one thing needful, is our repentance. It's Saint Paisios. You may know him as Elder Paisios. He was only recently consecrated as a saint. He has a great quote. He says that we should not ask for lights, kind of signs or anything like that, or miracles, or prophecies, or gifts of the Spirit, only for repentance. It's easy to lose focus on that which is truly necessary for our salvation. It's easy to want to see signs or miracles or to be taken up by those things. And it's not that those are bad things. Those are beautiful, wonderful, glorious things that the Lord does for us for our salvation. But ultimately, it's not what we should ask for. When we pray, it's not that we should ask for even for martyrdom or anything like that. It's not that we should ask for anything other than repentance. You know, we ask that he takes care of our needs. It's interesting. I recently saw a place where something was translated wants instead of needs, and I was a little uncomfortable with that because ultimately he knows what we need better than we do, and those things that we want are sometimes not what we need. But the one thing that we all do need, the one way in which we participate in our salvation, is through our repentance. And he goes on to say, "For repentance brings humility," which this makes sense. If we're aware of our sins and we're aware of the great grace and great mercy of God to forgive us of our sins, how can we be anything but humble? I think I've mentioned this before, but I love the translation that we use in the prayer prior to communion, quoting St. Paul and saying, describing ourselves as the first among sinners. And you also see it as the chief among sinners, but I like the first among sinners, because if I concentrate on my sins first, I'll never notice anybody else's. I have enough sin. We all have enough sin in our lives that we don't need to be thinking about anybody else's sins. We concentrate on our sins first, and we concentrate on our repentance, and we won't look elsewhere and be judgmental. So he says that repentance brings humility, and humility brings grace. And we're told in the scriptures that God gives grace to the humble. And so this is the work of our salvation. There's another great quote by Saint Tikhon of Zidansk, who basically says that without grace, our actions mean nothing. Without the grace of God, there's really nothing that we can do, and there's nothing that has any value. But on the flip side of that, without us having some sort of actions, in a sense, the grace has no efficacy. It has no effectiveness in our salvation. What is our action? What's the primary action that we take in that cooperating with God, of working out our salvation with fear and trembling? It's our repentance. It's going to God and saying, Lord, forgive me. I have sinned. Forgive me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. And that is the attitude that we should take. That is the response that we should have to our Lord's preaching, the preaching of repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And here's the beautiful thing about that. The beautiful thing about that is that God's grace and mercy is so much greater and so much wider and so much deeper than our sinfulness. God's grace and mercy is so huge that our sinfulness is like a drop in the ocean to his grace and mercy. We shouldn't be ashamed of repentance. We shouldn't be ashamed to come to confession. All right, some of the acts that we do are shameful, but that's just our broken, unhealthy spirit. That's just the state of sin we live in. But instead, when we fall, instead of focusing on that, instead of focusing on what we did, we should focus on that great grace and mercy and that great love that he has for us, for our salvation. And through it, we are saved, and God willing, those around us can be saved as well. To the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.